taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection Pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, let's start first on Route 32. We heard John Matthews talk about the Police Now investigation. A lot of activity with shooting near NSA. Shut down is Route 32. Each direction here just east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Entrance ramp into NSA, that's also closed as well. So please need you to avoid 32. Been talking about this for a while now with a huge delays as you're coming around from 2995 Route 1. So those are going to be your bailout routes, 2995 Route 1. If you're heading west on 32, you are able to get past Telegraph Road. You're able to make the exit near 175, but getting up to the BW Parkway, that's going to be complicated. Also, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and unrelated, we have a couple accidents. South in Jessup near 175, I know to complicate things. And then northbound near 197 and inside the Beltway in Riverdale. So extremely busy on that end of town. Inner loop of the Beltway near 450 for the crash. Slows off of I-95 to get to each loop of the Beltway. 395 Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge bunched up earlier. Incidents cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partial sunshine with clouds today up close to 60. Tonight a mild 51. Some light rain by this evening and showers overnight. The story tomorrow is really the very mild temperatures. Mostly cloudy 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 29 in Haymarket, 32 in Damascus, 35 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the International Gem and Jewelry Show. Donald Trump's lawyer says he paid off a porn star out of his own pocket. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Now, you heard on WMAL News, we're tracking reports of a shooting at Fort Meade, an NSA shooting at the visitor center there. We will have more updates. I was just in the WMAL newsroom. They are bustling like bees. They're all over the place. Trying to get you more information. We'll have it for you as soon as possible. But for now, let's talk immigration. We got Mark Krikorian joining us from the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, good morning. A busy week for the immigration debate, sir.
Yeah, good morning. It's supposed to be busier. You know, they haven't even really started the debate.
That's right.
Democrats have been obstructing things.
Yeah, what's going on there? It was a sanctuary city measure that the Republicans were looking to get started on. This after Mitch McConnell had promised to have this open debate, and they're like, let's do it. And some Republicans start saying, okay, let's talk sanctuary cities, and Democrats bring the whole thing to a screeching halt.
Right. It was, that was supposed to be the First Amendment was that they were going to take up, because what Senator McConnell did is he took a bill the House had sent over, stripped all the language of it out, it wasn't an immigration bill, and used it as kind of a shell, an empty shell, and said, look, we're supposed to be the world's greatest deliberative body. Let's start deliberating. We'll have a debate. Anybody can introduce. Republicans and Democrats will alternate in, submitting amendments. And, you know, we'll see what people want to do. We'll see what can get 60 votes. And Senator Schumer, literally the first thing they were going to take up, this amendment from Senator Toomey to address sanctuary cities, which, after all, is one of the things that pulls illegal immigrants across the border in the first place, so it is germane. Senator Schumer said, no, we're not going to do that. And so it's Wednesday now, in the week that they were supposed to be, you know, this was supposed to be immigration week, it's Wednesday, and they haven't had a single vote on a single amendment yet.
Yeah, and this is I was saying to Vince before when we were discussing this, this is what they're supposed to do. It is so refreshing to actually see Congress debating ideas and trying to whittle it down and working as, I don't know, a group in order to come out with what's best for the American people. And I can't remember the last time that this has actually been done, when we've had this kind of open, almost a brainstorming session in Congress. Do you know the last time we did this? Because we couldn't think of the last time this was ever done. And I love this.
Yeah, no, I can't either. And the problem is that it's not happening. I mean, I had joked that, well, I don't know if it was really a joke. I said, look, maybe this week would show that calling the Senate the world's greatest deliberative body isn't just a sarcastic joke. The problem is, it does seem to just be a sarcastic joke, because, like I said, it's now Wednesday, and they haven't done anything yet, and next week they're not even around. They're back home working.
So what do the Democrats get out of being obstructionists with this? Because I guess they're just going to keep taking this through the courts, because we have a judge now who said you got to keep DACA going. You even have to accept new ones. And they're just going to keep getting more and more people into the system until it goes to the Supremes. Is that what their game is?
Well, I think so, although I think the Supreme Court is going to slap down. This was the second ruling saying,
yes,
that the president isn't allowed to end this illegal program, which wasn't a law, which wasn't an executive order. It was just a memo, literally just a memo in Homeland Security. And now there's two judges, basically, you know, judges in the resistance, who are basically saying it doesn't matter what the law says. Trump's doing it, so we're going to do whatever we can to try to stop it. If we get slapped down later, that's okay, but we're going to obstruct as long as possible.
The rationale by which these judges have done this seems bizarre. They're contesting the notion that the Trump administration has called DACA unconstitutional. And they're saying, well, that's just not true, so therefore DACA has to be maintained. Who cares what the rationale is for why the president's getting rid of it? Whether or not you think it's unconstitutional, it's well within his rights to control immigration policy, particularly immigration policy that was invented in the executive.
Right, exactly. I mean, look, if the president said, look, I didn't like the color of the pen that this memo was signed on by the Homeland Security Secretary in the previous administration, that's perfectly enough rationale to get rid of that policy. The president, this is an area where the president has complete authority. And, you know, this really is a disturbing trend where our judiciary is increasingly unconnected to the law. They are simply making stuff up. And, you know, this has been a trend for a while now. But because with President Trump, we now have judges basically saying, obviously, what is before us is legal, but because Trump did it, we're just not going to let him do it anyway.
So because this judge has now said not only does DACA have to continue, but they have to start processing new applications now as well. So where does this leave the administration as far as DACA? This just complicates the problem, because now you've got more people coming into DACA, and now they're going to start getting their extensions, so it puts it off for another, you know, 3 years or however long it takes.
Yeah, I mean, part of the reason there was supposedly so much urgency in the Senate and the House to do something about it was that the president, 6 months, well, 5 months ago now, canceled the program. He was supposed to have done it on day one last January, but put it off till day 200. But he said, look, I'm canceling this, but I'm given a 6 month grace period because this is something Congress should do. And there's a lot of these people, they have work permits, so, you know, come up with a solution. That was March 5th is supposed to be the deadline. But because of these rulings, March 5th isn't the deadline. Well, if there's no deadline, then there's not that much urgency for Congress really to do anything about it.
No,
it's entirely possible this week will end. And that empty shell of a bill that I mentioned that the immigration stuff was supposed to be in might still be empty.
Right. So let's read the political tea leaves on this. Do Democrats even want an amnesty to pass before the election?
I think the way I think about it is that they would be happy to get a deal for the DACAs as long as they didn't have to give anything in exchange. If they didn't have to give anything up, which is basically what the proposal, the one in the Senate that the Democrats are supporting, that is from Senator McCain, unsurprisingly, they'd be happy to get that. But plan B is to make this a political issue, though I'm not sure that's really going to work for them, because remember when they did the government shutdown over the amnesty, they said we're not going to agree to funding the government because there's no amnesty in the bill. They caved in a couple of days because their polling showed this was a disaster for them, even though, or let me put it this way, even among people who are sympathetic to the DACAs. Well, I am, but the idea of shutting the government down over an amnesty for illegal immigrants was not playing well, and they immediately caved. I don't think it's going to work for them that much politically if that's their plan.
Interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, and I'm anxious to see, once this goes to the Supremes, which it probably will, and they'll probably fast track it, the president's reaction once it's overturned and he's given back the authority. I would like to see, I'm curious to see how he handles that and the speed with which he says, "All right, enough is enough." Mark, thank you so much for breaking it down for us. Really appreciate it, because it's craziness there.
Thank you.
It's 8:15 at WMAL.
That's right. Now time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten has some breaking news she's covering, too, in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Indeed, and this is over near NSA Vince, Mary, where we've been talking about now police investigation and a lot going on. Everything shut down on Route 32 just east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The entrance ramps to NSA also closed again because of this shooting and this activity. By all means, please, you need to avoid the area. They have a major situation going on here. So, 32, your delay's backing near I-95. Stick with 95. Stick with Route 1, obviously, depending on your destination. On the westbound side of 32, we're backing up now before you get to 175. So, 175, heading through the Fort Meade area there is picking up a lot of the volume. 32, again, need to avoid that entire area. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway south, trying to get past 175. That's where crews have been dealing with an incident and a lot of police activity running in that area, so it's definitely complicating matters. So, again, we'll keep you posted on all the activity there, any changes, but it will need you to avoid that for some time. No one's getting into NSA right now either. Now, let's go out to the Beltway onto the outer loop, merging off of 95 into Silver Spring, but that inner loop also slow over to Route 1, and then the earlier crash in at 450, that's been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, sunshine and clouds mixed today, a high of 59 degrees. Steady light rain this evening. Showers continuing overnight, a low of 51. Tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower with a high of 67 degrees. It's 36 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:17 on WMAL. All right, the White House is battling with the press yet again, but this time it's over an issue that's dragged on over the course of the past week, and it's former Staff Secretary Rob Porter's story. The news popping out of the Daily Mail last week that he had domestic abusive allegations from two prior marriages, including photos that came out of one of the women with a black eye. All of that finally leading to his apparently forced resignation, but not before several supportive statements were issued by people who were at one time or currently superiors to Rob Porter. That included Orrin Hatch and then White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. And that's where this story becomes the scandal that the press has been pushing on, which is basically, again, what did the White House know? When did it know it? How long did this investigation take? Rob Porter had an interim security clearance because he had a pending background check as far as the White House was concerned. But now FBI Director Christopher Wray giving testimony yesterday, flying somewhat in the face of that. Here's Cut 14, the FBI director, saying that the White House was informed about all of this beginning in last March.
Was the White House informed that this could affect his security clearance? That's a yes or no.
I can't get into the content of what was briefed.
But were they informed?
What I can tell you is that the FBI submitted a partial report on the investigation in question in March, and then a completed background investigation in late July. That is, soon thereafter, we received requests for follow-up inquiry, and we did the follow-up and provided that information in November, and then we administratively closed the file in January. And then earlier this month, we received some additional information, and we passed that on as well.
And then White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders answering questions about how this happened.
Look, we explained the process extensively last week. The White House Personnel Security Office, staffed by career officials, received information last year and what they considered to be the final background investigation report in November. But they had not made a final recommendation for adjudication to the White House because the process was still ongoing when Rob Porter resigned.
The White House Personnel Security Office, the latest character in this story, as they become the location of the bottleneck. President Trump asked yesterday twice by an ABC reporter about all of this.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. And thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mr. President,
thank you.
Give a message to domestic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So no answer there. And then meanwhile, John Kelly is now the target of both media and Trump world criticism. The leaks are flying fast and furious this morning. I'm seeing Washington Post leaks from people who are supposedly White House staffers going after the chief of staff. Here's Brett Baer last night talking about the long knives.
It seems and smells like a pretty coordinated attack. The long knives are out for John Kelly. And remember, I mean, Scaramucci's a guy. He was the first one fired July 31st by the White House chief of staff, John Kelly. So that tweet has to be put in context. The anonymous sources are interesting in that they point to Ray's testimony, the FBI director, and this is a major problem for this White House and the communications team and how they've handled it and the timeline and who knew what when and when they knew about these allegations about abuse by Rob Porter on his ex-wives and how detailed it was. There's a lot. Remember, this is a seven-day story now.
I know. I was just thinking about that.
Which is a pretty long story for the Trump administration.
Yeah, it was interesting. We had Lanny Davis in here, and he was in an interview with Slate, and he was asked what would he have told Steve Bannon. You know, what did he tell Steve Bannon when Steve was in the White House? He said, and I told him, you've got to tell the truth, whatever it is. It will catch up to Trump sooner or later. You cannot avoid Mueller. He is either guilty or he is not. You're just deferring your pain. And he said, so, you know, admit it, don't try to spin it. Which is interesting, because that seems to be where this White House has problems, instead of just saying, yeah. Because I think they know that the media is just going to jump on them, no matter what they do. So they try to keep as much information when it comes to things like this away from the media. And then this is the one time the media actually does investigative reporting.
And I've said it before. The complicating factor in all of this is John Kelly. He's in charge of the staff, and he's a guy that a lot of people believe has moral character. He's different than most Washington characters. The other thing is, if you want to see a stable White House, you want John Kelly working in it. 822 on WMAL.
Stay safe this winter. Don't slip. Get a grip on a new railing from Long Fence. For a limited time, Long Fence is offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, pavers, and railings. Go to longfence.com today.
All right, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you know you should go to the dentist every 6 months. Why? Well, you want to make sure there isn't a problem. You want to make sure there isn't a teeny tiny little cavity there, because you want to catch it before it becomes a big problem. Yet most of us ignore that 6 month advice, and the longer you ignore it, the longer it is to ignore it, to keep going, right? Well, that's because we're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of what the dentist is going to find. We're afraid of what it's going to take to correct. And I kept putting it off because of that fear, because it got out of control. It just went too long. So I knew that I had to go speak to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They know you don't want to see them, and they think that's perfectly normal. During your first new patient visit, you're going to have a discussion. They're going to tell you everything they're going to do during your exam. After your exam, they lay out everything for you, and you plan your treatment together so they put you in control. No more fear of the unknown. If you're still anxious, they can give you something to take before your appointment. And if you're just downright afraid, you can literally sleep through your treatment. They take the unknown out of dentistry. Make your mouth happy. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now, we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA-approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's InspireSleep.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten now in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Fort Meade area, still with this breaking news from the earlier shooting, of a lot of activity as far as the closures and big delays on Route 32. That is shut down each direction east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and over toward K-9 Road. And also the entrance visitor gate into entrance number one. That is shut down, again, entrance into NSA. So what you need to know, Route 32, you're backups beginning almost back at I-95. So think about your alternates getting toward your destination, 95, Route 1, 29, if you're planning on going south. 175 gets a lot of the traffic each direction between the BW Parkway and in toward Fort Meade area over there near Reese Road. So 175, you'll need extra time. On 32 westbound, as you head toward 175, also with the volume, but again, into that entrance gate number one, shut down into NSA. Again, please try to avoid that area. Still a lot going on. On two, the Beltway Interloop. The latest problem had been Maryland Interloop at the Greenbelt Metro crashed to the shoulder, but still slows as you come off of I-95. And those 95 delays to each loop of the Beltway. George Washington Parkway. What's going on? Well, there are plenty of signs that talk about height restrictions. However, the overheight truck stopped right under the Memorial Bridge. One lane only gets by, and your delay's just south of 123 as a result. That's extremely frustrating for all there. A traffic update now sponsored by Debt Hotline. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Well, learn how to reduce your debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice, 800-471-0216, 800-471-0216. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not been a high level of overcast around as we continue to head through this morning and into the afternoon. Mild weather quickly coming back. Up close to 60, some showers around as soon as early tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 37 degrees in the nation's capital, 827 on WMAL.
Piers Morgan tweeted out yesterday, and I'll read as much of this to you as I can. He tweeted out, new. Omarosa offered me sex to win Celebrity Apprentice, then called me a effing word that starts with an F that's also the Brits use for cigarettes, invented gay smears and threatened to punch me. Why the hell was this vile creature ever employed at the White House? Well, to ask that question was one Tucker Carlson, and Piers Morgan went on his show last night to explain.
You worked with her on The Apprentice. What's she like?
She's absolutely appalling. I mean, literally one of the worst human beings I've ever encountered in my life.
I don't hold back.
I've encountered a lot of bad people. She has no saving grace. She was vicious, conniving, scheming, plotting, treacherous. She, her first gambit to me, day one, first challenge, she sidles up to me. I've never even met this woman. And she says to me, hey, Piers, we should have a bromance, a showmance. I said, what's a showmance? She went, you know, she said, on The Apprentice, everyone has sex together. So you and I could do that, and then we could sell it and make loads of money. I said, are you completely deluded? What? Please go away with you. Are you gay? I went, no, just because I don't want to have sex with you on this show, that doesn't make me gay.
So anyway, this is your Me Too moment?
Literally, for about... Well, you know, I'm a victim here. I'm a victim of Omarosa, Tucker.
So she's built for reality television,
absolutely.
Unquestionably.
Absolutely. And he went on to say that he knew she was going to be a nightmare in the White House. You can't make this stuff up. 828 on WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things, and if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Well, the Trump administration has a revolutionary new idea for how to deliver food to people who need food stamps, to actually deliver food. Do you like the idea? We will ask you and discuss. 8:30 now on WMAL. Here's some breaking news for you.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and there is breaking news this hour. There are reports of three people being shot in the past hour at an entrance gate to Fort Meade in Anne Arundel County.
Bill, confirmed details are hard to come by at the military base, which is home to the National Security Agency, but Fort Meade is confirming a police investigation, and local and fire officials say they are assisting in the case. This happened at an entrance gate just off of Route 32. The incident apparently involved a black SUV. We've seen images of that vehicle with its airbags deployed and bullet holes in its windshield, crashed against a Jersey wall just next to the entrance gate. We hear three people were hurt and that a suspect is in custody, but none of that has been confirmed yet. We're awaiting an update from Fort Meade officials themselves. Route 32 is closed in both directions, and Jamie Witten will be along shortly with details on traffic. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL newsroom.
An early morning fire has destroyed a Rockville landmark. Montgomery County firefighters have been at Hank Deedle's Tavern on Rockville Pike since about 2:45 this morning, says fire spokesman Pete Perringer.
Again, when firefighters arrived, it was heavy fire conditions upon arrival. Pretty significant damage, probably damage to be about $500,000, about $500,000.
Perringer says the fire may have started on the front porch of the building with discarded smoking materials. Nobody was hurt. The Virginia Senate has approved legislation aimed at generating $154 million a year for Metro. The package would raise and redirect taxes on lodging and deeds in Northern Virginia. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,640. The NASDAQ at 70,14. Sports sponsored by Lidl. The Jets rally and beat the Caps in overtime in Winnipeg. College basketball, Georgetown wins, Virginia wins, Maryland loses. NBA, the Wizards take on the Knicks in New York tonight. And baseball, Nationals, pitchers and catchers report today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Pick up sweet Valentine's deals at Lidl. Get a dozen roses for only $9.99 and fresh strawberries are now 33% off, just $1.99 per pack. Plus, their Velotta Pink Lascato is 2 for only $6. Lidl, rethink grocery.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. If you're looking for a real connection, it's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people teaming with real matchmakers to plan real dates between people with real chemistry. With Valentine's Day fresh in everyone's mind, this time of year can be a real bummer. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. Don't be controlled by some faceless algorithm app. You deserve a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and what you're looking for. Give it a try. Call or text my friends at IJL right now at 202-466-6699. That's a real matchmaker and a real number. Remember, It's Just Lunch is easy, totally professional, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. 202-466-6699.
I was doing a flip-flop out of Dallas when my wife called about an eviction notice for being behind on a home equity loan we never took out.
I'm Lisa, a client services agent at Home Title Lock, and this truck driver was the victim of title fraud, one of the fastest-growing crimes.
9 months and $20,000 in legal fees to get my home back. You dang well bet I have Home Title Lock now.
If you own a home or property, you need Home Title Lock. Everything an identity thief needs to steal your title is online. He forges a few documents, removes your name, and borrows on your home. Next thing you know, you're in debt and getting evicted. Identity theft programs and homeowners insurance don't protect you. We do. For just pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a digital wall around your home's title.
Sign up for a free scan of the dark web to see if your home's title has already been tampered with. This $60 value is yours free. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code PROTECT. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code PROTECT.
You have
no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, again, Route 32 and over near NSA. That's where we have a lot of activity from the shooting investigation ongoing. The entrance ramp to NSA, visitor gate number 1, remains closed. So that entire corridor really jammed. Also is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So if you typically use the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in that area, finding southbound just at an absolute crawl here south of Route 100. Northbound quite slow to get up toward 32 as well. If you can, head over to 95 or Route 1, avoiding the BW Parkway and those extensive delays. Also, 175 over near Fort Meade between the BW Parkway and Reese Road. That is just hung up in each direction. Continue to keep you updated what gets by and what doesn't through that area. We've been busy on the George Washington Parkway. Yep, like I said, plenty of signs talking about height restrictions. Obviously, someone not following that, and we have an overheight truck now stuck under the Memorial Bridge. They need to back that out of there. It always gets so complicated. So your delays beginning just south of 123, solid past the overlooks, and again down toward the Memorial Bridge with this overheight. 66 eastbound, we're bunched up as you come out of the tunnel and over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge onto Constitution Avenue and East Street Expressway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
59 degrees. The average is 47. Sunshine pushing through the overcast at times. Some light rain this evening. Showers overnight, 51. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers tomorrow, 67. And a chance of showers Friday with highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Herndon, 30 in Frederick, 36 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
You need to stop that music because Vince is dancing, and that should not be seen by anyone. No one should have to see what I just
saw.
Come
on, Stevie. Rock it, baby.
Even on Valentine's Day, you can't give me that one present of not having to see that. All right. The USDA has come up with an idea. They did it amongst themselves. They did some brainstorming, looking for some new ideas. And they've come up with an idea that they claim would save over $129 billion over 10 years for taxpayers. Yay, sign me up. $129 billion over 10 years? That is not crumbs, people. I will take that money. What they're saying is that for SNAP recipients, people who receive food stamps, as they are colloquially called, they're not called it anymore, but food stamp recipients, instead of just reloading that card at the beginning of the month, in order to combat waste, fraud, and abuse, in order to combat people just selling the card and buying things that they have being overcharged and then getting money back and all this other stuff, the way they work it, we're going to send them, the government is going to send them a box, just like you get with your at your home to make a healthy meal, like Blue Apron and those other programs. They're going to get a box of non-perishable food items. Shelf-stable milk, peanut butter, which is high in protein, canned fruits, canned meats. Then they're going to decrease the amount of money on the card, and then what's the money on the card can be used to supplement what they get in the box. So they can buy fruits, vegetables, if they want fresh vegetables, and meats, chickens, those types of things, in order to help them eat healthy. It is called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. You're, in theory, supposed to be buying healthy food on the program. And we all know that that is just a theory at this point in the game. Want to know what you think about this. Is this a great idea? 888-630-9625. People are saying that this is a terrible idea, that people should be allowed to go and they should be able to swipe that card just like everyone else. But I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute. You and I would pay a premium for this service. How many people do Amazon Prime? How many people have a private grocery delivery from a store? Now, granted, it's not going to be fresh meats and that type of thing because you have to refrigerate it and figure out how to ship it. Here's the other trip up here, the other hurdle. We're talking about 16 million people. Is that feasible to think that the federal government, who is just so inept at so many things, can possibly successfully do this for 16 million people and at the same time save $129 billion? I don't know. It's a pretty large lift there. 888-630-9625.
Well, I would hope they can become more efficient. The idea here being, look, if the government purchases food and then sends it to people who need food, they can get it at wholesale prices. Instead of having you go to the store and swipe your card and buy retail price food, the government can negotiate wholesale prices on a whole bunch of food and send it to the people who need it. What's the point of the program? The point of the program is to provide food to families who need it because they're facing tough times. They're down on their luck. They need a situation where they can get through that tough time by having food stamps, by having the ability to have access to food. So let's give it to them. The objections to this program are sort of bizarre, and I've heard them voiced a little bit over the last 24 hours or so, 48 hours, as this program's existed. And they mostly have to do with, well, you're taking away freedom from people who receive these benefits. In the end, I think the important thing is we're giving them this benefit in order to help them get through this tough time. I mean, why not do it in such a way that ends up saving the American taxpayer who has already agreed to this level of generosity, saving them money and making it more efficient? That's the idea here. And as you mentioned, it's not to get rid of entirely SNAP benefits, food stamps. It's not. It's to supplement it. So you can receive food in addition to spending money, to a lesser extent, spending money on the things that you need for your family and your family's diet in particular. Maybe there's some specific thing that you want that's, you know, either it's a custom or it's something that you like eating or you have it all the time or it's a special recipe that you're good at making that's still accessible to you. But in the meantime, send food, save the government a lot of money, and make sure people are getting the very nutrients that this program exists to give them.
They're going to be called harvest boxes. A lot of this will be done on a state level. In budget materials, the USDA said it would be able to deliver this food at, quote, approximately half the retail cost, because as you talked about, Vince, buying it in bulk, buying it at a discount. And proponents say, hey, the USDA already distributes commodities. Food items are shipped to schools, food banks, and other organizations. This would just be on an individual level. Harvest boxes, great idea. Donna in Frederick, good morning. What do you think about this idea of harvest boxes?
Hi, good morning. You know what? I think it's a great idea. I'm so glad they put it out there because I think these discussions need to be had for a long time. I kind of sit in the middle a little bit because I think some people might feel like it's a little intrusive as far as their lifestyle. But hey, I've been the girl who's been behind the people that are buying these outrageous things, and it makes me scratch my head. So I think what it needs is just to be tweaked, more discussion. I think that will solve it, and I'm so glad it's out there.
Yeah, I love the idea, Donna. Thank you for kicking it off. I love the idea of this coming from the people who actually deal with this, from the people in the USDA, instead of top down. This came from the bottom up. So I really, really like this. 888-630-9625. Do you like it? Do you see problems with it? We'll find out. It's 843 on WMAL.
Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground now before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. Get in front of big companies that can help you. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417.
I want to talk to you about Direct Jewelry Outlet. And this is not just for the guys, for the women too, because this is going to be a different jewelry buying experience. Their salespeople do not work on commission, so you're not going to have someone trying to pressure you into something that you can't afford or you really don't want. Here's the other thing. When you walk in and you go to look at the jewelry in the cases, all of the price tags are face up as opposed to hidden. So you can see exactly the weight of the stone. You can see how much it's going to cost you. So you don't have any of those embarrassing moments where you go, oh, I can't afford that. It's family owned and operated. Here's the other great thing. It's going to be different because you're not going to walk into this really fancy, schmancy, swanky showroom, because that's not where they put their money. They put their money into the product. So you're going to be getting jewelry at fantastic prices, and know that you're paying for what you're getting. You're not paying this insane overhead. So it's a totally different experience, and you should really try it out. For hours and location, you go to DJO.com. And you know what? Go to other places and look first, and then go to Direct Jewelry Outlet and see the difference. Do some smart shopping. I guarantee you, you are going to love everything you get at Direct Jewelry Outlet. That's DJO.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, again with this breaking news over near NSA in Fort Meade area. Shut down is Route 32 each direction just east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and over near K-9 Road. And the entrance, gate number one into NSA closed. Again with this shooting, police doing the investigation now. So you need to avoid this area. So 32, you will be blocked off and you will be detoured. Also, this really has a huge effect on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So if your travels are from north to south, say between Baltimore and Maryland, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound, everybody's scrambling because you cannot get off at the exits for 32 with 32 shut down over near those entrance gates. Now, 95, Route 1, those could work for you, 29 even, but the BW Parkway each way, really slow. So is 175, so the east-west alternates, 175, Route 100, 198, also impacted as well, as this, again, is under investigation. Now, let's get you to 270. No drama here, just the volume. Thinning out, though, through Urbana and Hyattstown, heaviest through Rockville and on to the 270 spur. On the Virginia Beltway, interloop near the Georgetown Pike at the incident off to the shoulder. See delays, but low speed here each direction between the American Legion Bridge and the Georgetown Pike. George Washington Parkway was the overhyped truck stuck under the overpass at the Memorial Bridge. Delays in the GW Parkway solid just south of 123. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not been a high level of overcast around as we continue to head through this morning and into the afternoon. Mild weather quickly coming back. Up close to 60, some showers around as soon as early tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
37 degrees in the nation's capital, 848 on WMAL.
So we're talking about harvest boxes, which would be the government sending non-perishable foods to SNAP recipients and then decreasing the amount of money on their cards, but enough so that they can still go out and buy proteins, fish and meat and fresh products like fruit and vegetables and cheeses and things like that. Now, remember, the Commodity Supplemental Food Program already sends boxes of food to some 600,000 low-income elderly, and they do it with the help of food banks and other nonprofits. So the idea here still has to be fleshed out. This would be done maybe even on a state level or in conjunction with other people, with other groups that could do this as well. Mark in D.C. has a different take on this. Mark, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What's your take on this?
I just want to shout out to the previous caller who said it's a good starting point for discussion. But I'd point out that the savings from this aren't coming from reducing fraud, purchasing power. People go to jail for food stamp fraud. There's really not that much of it.
Mm-hmm.
What this is going to introduce, though, is I don't know if you saw the story about Puerto Rico, the woman that won a $150 million contract to deliver 50 million meals and delivered 50,000 meals and didn't even do that the right way. What this is going to enable is that kind of cronyism. It's going to, you'll see expired food shipped to people because people are taking advantage of the government contracts. So it'll increase fraud and shift the fraud to up the chain from the little bit that maybe a few food stamp recipients may finagle to big ticket fraud that the big agriculture company.
Yeah, and that would be a bad deal. Mark, the administration is projecting $129 billion in cost savings. You're saying that the cronyism here will prevent that from ever being the case.
Yeah, well, it's $129 over 10 years, so it's $12.9 billion a year.
Yep.
You think you don't already have that in any number of government programs? You're just asking for more of it.
Thank you, Mark. Interesting perspective. I do. I mean, every government program is ripe for abuse, and that's obviously a concern. I think a lot of taxpayers, though, want to see good stewardship with their money.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just very quickly looked it up. Food stamp fraud. What story from one day ago from Knoxville where people were using food stamps to buy heroin? Because they, you know, they sell the card for, you know, there's $100 on the card. They get $50 worth of heroin back. The other guy's got $100 on his food stamp card.
Awesome.
So it happens. 850 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
What if there was a way to find out what weird health questions your friends were Googling? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Well, there is a way, but it turns out the questions they're asking aren't so weird. Late in December, Google released the top health-related questions people asked the search engine in 2017. Number 3, what causes kidney stones? Well, I'll tell you, kidney stones form when your urine contains more crystal-forming substances than the fluid in your urine can dilute. That's according to the experts at the Mayo Clinic. Number 2 was, how do I stop snoring? Well, you lose weight, you don't drink alcohol before bed, try sleeping on your side if you snore when sleeping on your back. The number one health-related search was what causes hiccups. And again from the Mayo Clinic, drinking carbonated beverages, having too much alcohol, eating too much, and yes, swallowing air while chewing gum or sucking on candy. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
The Big Screen Store's President's Sale. Special purchase 50% off a Samsung 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV, just $19.99. Whoa, that's big. Our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Which is why you can get that 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV for just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and this is huge. We even double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus, great deals from the home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating, power headrests, and an amazing selection of the home theater furniture you've always wanted. If you want to save big, then just listen to what our customers are saying.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. By now, you've probably heard our commercial for our winter roofing sale. It's our slowest time of the year, and we've got to keep our installers busy. What does that mean for you? You get a fantastic deal on roofing. 50% off all roofing materials and no interest, no payments until 2019. Robin from Alexandria said, I knew knew I needed a new roof, but I kept putting it off. At this price, with 0% interest, it was a deal I couldn't pass up. We've installed over 30,000 roofs for homeowners in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Our winter roofing sale ends February 28th. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
It's 8:55 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and still with this breaking news over near Fort Meade and a lot of activity, there has been a change as far as traffic pattern here on Route 32. They have reopened Route 32 in each direction over near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway that had been shut down each way east of the BW Parkway near NSA. Now, the exits, entrances into NSA still remain closed, but 32 is open. You can see all the closures if you're heading over toward that area. You cannot get into NSA. Now, once 75 picks up a lot of volume, 198, 100, so plan for that. It's going to be extra time for sure. This hopefully relieve some of the pressure on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound, still jammed almost back near Route 100 toward 32 because 32 had been closed, but now that that's open, hopefully we'll see some movement. Out of Burtonsville, we have an incident just happened here south of 198 on the southbound side of 29. No late problems to report Beltway topside through Silver Spring, but still slow. Update sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Have an idea for a new product or app? Well, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and invention get started kit. 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
A big jump in temperatures as we'll get well into the 50s today. Maybe even touch 60 in a few spots with a partly sunny sky. A little breeze out of the southwest as showers start rolling in this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
38 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:56 on WMAL.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show opens for 3 days only this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Find jewelry, loose gems, beads, fashion accessories, and more.
Selection, quality, and incredible prices. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday sparkles at the Dulles Expo Center. Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. If you're looking for a real connection, it's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people teaming with real matchmakers to plan real dates between people with real chemistry. With Valentine's Day fresh in everyone's mind, this time of year can be a real bummer. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. Don't be controlled by some faceless algorithm app. You deserve a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and what you're looking for. Give it a try. Call or text my friends at IJL right now at 202-466-6699. That's a real matchmaker and a real number. Remember, It's Just Lunch is easy, totally professional, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. 202-466-6699.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly, followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
All right, the Senate going to figure out whether or not they're actually getting a real immigration debate started. And also, John Kelly's future in peril. I keep hearing rumors, John Kelly on the way out, etc. We'll find out. Can the chief of staff hold on? Is this a battle that Marine general is going to win?
You know, Chris Pine, do you have a flow chart as to who in Congress is speaking to whom and who is not?
I do. It's tattooed on my back, though. So I just had it tattooed on because I wanted to keep track. And it's reversed, so I can look at it in the mirror and then read it.
You lead a bizarre life.
Can't outsmart myself.
I think I just had a Me Too moment. I'm not sure.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this hour, a shooting this morning near the National Security Agency campus at Fort Meade in Anne Arundel County.
And Bill, Fort Meade now confirming one person was shot near that entrance gate. This happened at a gate off of Route 32 at around 7 this morning. A spokeswoman for Fort Meade says one person was injured, taken to the hospital. Initial reports had indicated three people had been shot. The circumstances of the shooting still have to be explained, though. We've seen images of a black SUV, its airbags deployed, rammed up against a Jersey wall right next to the entry gate, bullet holes in its windshield. The National Security Agency has confirmed the incident and says there is no ongoing security or safety threat. And the White House reports President Trump's been notified of the incident and is being kept updated. Route 32 was closed for some time and it has since been reopened. The visitor's gate, however, remains closed. Jamie Whitten will have the latest just ahead in traffic. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL newsroom.
And the incident is also affecting school buses in Anne Arundel County. School spokesman Bob Mosier.
We sent a message to parents at 7 of our schools this morning to alert them and to tell them to expect some bus delays. We wanted to make sure that parents were aware of the situation and they can make the decisions that are best for their child.
But Mosier says there are no school lockdowns at this time. An early morning fire caused at least $500,000 damage to a Rockville landmark. Hank Deedle's Tavern on Rockville Park. Montgomery County firefighters have been on the scene since early this morning. Fire spokesman Pete Perringer says the front part of the historic building got the worst of it.
It's a pretty open area as you enter from the front porch. And everything in that front room where, you know, patrons would visit the bar area and so forth is completely damaged.
The fire appears to have been accidental. Nobody was hurt. Team USA has picked up its fourth gold medal at the Winter Olympics. Sean White put together an epic final run to claim his third gold.
I was so overwhelmed with happiness. I've been through so much to get here. You know, I had this crazy injury in New Zealand where I busted my face open, and to come back from that, you know, the fear, and I actually did the same trick that injured me here at the halfpipe today. So a lot of obstacles to overcome, and now it's all worth it.
White posted a score of 97.75. The Virginia House has passed a ban on sanctuary cities. Governor Ralph Northam has vowed to veto the bill, which Republicans say would prevent cities from resisting federal immigration law in order to shelter undocumented immigrants. The Trump administration's proposal to privatize some local roads and airports might have unforeseen consequences, says one local congressman.
The GW Parkway and Reagan National Airport were both mentioned as examples of possible divestitures in President Trump's infrastructure proposal. They're both in Congressman Don Beyer's district. He calls the ideas crazy, especially at the airport, where there are restrictions in place on which flights can come and go.
We have the ability in Congress to preserve the perimeter rule. If it was privatized, those abilities might go away, in which case the airport noise that we fight every day could get a lot worse.
On the GW Parkway, he says the only way to make it attractive to a private buyer would be to toll it.
It would create enormous bottlenecks.
The proposal also mentions privatizing Dulles Airport and the BW Parkway. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A 22-year-old man was shot and killed in Baltimore yesterday afternoon. afternoon. Noteworthy, perhaps, because it was the first homicide in Baltimore in 12 days. That's the longest such streak since 2015. And at Madison Square Garden last night, as heard on FS1.
Best in show at the 142nd Annual Westminster Kennel Club will be the Bichon Frise.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 24,640. The Nasdaq at 7014. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
That's what everybody needs to know.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Wow, that's cool.
Details at WMAL.com.
Does your smile hold you back from making that great first impression? Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. For over 25 years, I've changed thousands of lives by improving the health and appearance of their smile through sedation dentistry. An unsightly smile of poor dental health can be holding you back from unimaginable opportunities. I can change all that in just one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You can relax through your entire appointment and make up for years of problems and neglect with no discomfort and no memory of it. Whatever your needs are, I can create the incredible results you want, that you deserve. Stop procrastinating and start the new year by getting your mouth healthy and looking great again. For the first 30 callers, your exam and x-rays are half off, a savings of over $200. So join the hundreds of others who have made the commitment to good health and call 703-925-0800 or go to the web at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
Thinking of retiring? Don't miss the Retirement Key, Saturdays at 2 here on WMAL.